Annabelle Radcliffe Trenor has climbed to the choir loft. From the balcony, she can see the entire length of the Byzantine church to the newly revealed marble steps and altar.
It's just amazing, this. It really is. I haven't been up here since this was done. This is just amazing. It's beautiful.
The church was constructed in 1907 with its distinctive domed roof designed by Spanish architect Rafael Guastavino. 8 years ago, when Radcliffe Trenor, an architect who specializes in preservation, was brought in, she could pull blocks out of the walls above the altar.
That's when we built the scaffolding, and it's been here 8 years. To the day, I think.
To the day.
Yeah.
That's longer than Father John Hand has been at St. Francis de Sales.
You can put it in front of it.
Father has
it.
Been here at 8 o'clock every morning after Mass, checking on these guys, making sure they're moving it along.
Well, so, just hoping they're doing their job, not checking on them. Oh, it's breathtaking. It's witnessing a miracle. It's awesome. It's open, and hopefully the people of the parish will really appreciate it.
There are some signs the 15-year renovation of the church is still taking place. Netting remains in the two back corners. Looking behind it, you can see pieces of marble and rock that have come down from the walls. And there's still scaffolding outside the building. Father Hand says next he's looking forward to seeing the light coming freely through the stained glass window above the altar. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.